Tuesday nights on station number H, after all the old reruns, it's The Great Outdoors right in your living room. It's safari fun in the city with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter.
Howdy there, Urban Hunters. This here is Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter. And today, well, we're out hunting donuts right here on I-80. Of course, all you like them donuts for breakfast and stuff, and they're sort of hard to get, you know, especially out of season like this. What we do is just stand out here on the interstate until we see an old homebred truck. Wait, oh, there's one now. Just hide here behind the sign. Get behind that exit sign and wait just and he comes up. Now jump out and blast! There you go! Now, here's a little hint. You might want to keep a grenade in reserve so that you can knock off that driver. Sometimes they're a little testy about you grabbing their donut, but just try to get them.
Sportsman, marksman, grape shot wizard, Tommy Floodbus, only on station number H.
This Thursday night, on Friday Night at the Movies, rescheduled from Monday afternoon, station number H proudly presents the premiere of a major motion picture for television. It's the martial arts in all their hideous glory. The Osmond Brothers in 60 Fingers of Death. See the Osmonds slash their way through evil and smile their way through 16 great songs, including their latest smash, Hit Me Again, I'm a Bad Person. The Osmonds in 60 Fingers of Death, Thursday night, or eventually on station number H.
Hold it. We're doing the whole thing.
Fridays, it's family fun and big dollar excitement as Bob Barker, the Orson Welles of quiz shows, brings you thrills, spills, and wacky game show hijinks on Bob Barker's Squid Wrestling for Dollars.
Yes, it's Squid Wrestling for Dollars, brought to you by Bowser Sheen. Thousands of shiny dogs agree it's Bowser Sheen. And now, here's your host, Bob Barker.
Well, thank you, Lyle. Well, Mrs. Janet Beefcop of Factory Waste, California, we're going for all the money now. Here's your question.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
True or false? I eat moon rocks.
False.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love them for breakfast every day. It's
Family's
into the tank
different.
With you to wrestle Fifi, our squid rescue for Dollar Squid. She'll be going at that for a little while. Now let's meet our next contestant. Tell us about him, Susie Quattro.
All right, Bob, our next contestant comes from Cleveland, Ohio, makes his living picking up empty Pepsi cans for raising funds for the PLO. So join us now.
Don't miss Bob Barker's Squid Wrestling for Dollars Fridays. And don't forget, keep watching station number H and find out how you can get your home version of Squid Wrestling for Dollars. Just fade out of it.
Station number 18, your channel for personalities. Join us next Monday at 3 a.m. as former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is interviewed by number 8 anchorman Mr. Nate and the great new program Henry Kissinger Forgets and Makes Up Wild Lies About the Past while Cool and the Gang perform at the Super Bowl. Then this day you know that whole part of my life actually is gone forever. of my mind, I don't remember a thing, so let me make up some lies for you, okay? Actually, you know, Nixon was very, very crazy, and the country was being run at that time by Goldie Hawn. He was very, very good in shampoo. I thought Nixon used to order me to invade things, you know, Cambodia, Siberia, Astrodome, Missouri, anything at all. Brezhnev, let me tell you, all he wanted was American Pop-Tarts. He was ready to get out of Cuba and exchange all the Pop-Tarts and all the grocery stores and Well, after all those hallucinations, you'll be ready for the real thing. As Station Number H presents that innovative new program, Cheryl Tiggs Poses for Pictures. If Cheryl can't see your hair,
Sunday mornings, right after the Devil Worship Hour, it's the ultimate in real-life adventure as Station Number H proudly presents The Brooks and Brooks Show. Yes, every week, funny man Mel Brooks does something terrible to pretty baby Brooke Shields. This week, it's more fun than you can stand as Mel drops Brooke off in El Salvador, land of enchantment.
Okay, Brooke, here's your 20 pesos. Good luck. Hope you make it back to Hollywood.
Okay, Mel, look at them down there. Their hair's so dirty and it's all matted. Maybe I can give them some hair care tips. Well, oh, they don't smoke, do they? That's why I can never embrace communism, because Castro smokes those horrible smelly cigars. Is this parachute a Calvin? I couldn't shoot anything that's not a Calvin. Hi, guys. Be patient. I'll be right down. No, you have to have your own pen if you want an autograph. You have a pen down there?
Join us this week and every week as Mel Brooks does something horrible to Brooke Shields on the Brooks and Brooks Show on Station Number 8.
Imagine a 40-foot-tall dragon molded out of the flames of hell, standing in all its evil majesty on a neon stage. Imagine a wall of amplifiers 60 feet in the air spewing out a tidal wave of tribal sounds that sweep you away to another dimension and splash your brain on the beach of time itself. Imagine a generation mutating before your very eyes. Imagine anything you want in the Omaha Civic Auditorium Monday, March 29th as No One Comes to Town. Yes, No One will be in concert Monday, March 29th. no one. Non-live at the Omaha Civic Auditorium as you've never seen no one before. Are you ready? Can Omaha handle one night only with no special guests? Not live on stage. No one. Monday, March 29th in the Omaha Civic Auditorium. Absolutely no admission. The first 1,000 people at the door will be turned away. Believe it, no one is coming. It's not a rumor.
A non-existent presentation.
It's the human side of America as station number H takes you on a person-to-person tour of this great country of ours on Real Stupid People.
And now, here's our hosts of Real Stupid People.
I forgot one of my shoes.
And now it's time for tonight's first story on Real Stupid People. We took our cameras to a motorcycle race in California to meet some real American vicious thugs.
Oh, I'm here in California, yelled at a motorcycle race to meet people and learn stuff. Let's learn something now, shall we? Oh, hey, you, is that a motorcycle there?
Let's kill this guy.
Kill him.
Hit him here.
Join station number H Tuesdays at 4:17 for Real Stupid People.
Oh, look, I've lost my face. Where'd it go? Ooh, where's my face?
Monday nights on station number H, the celebrities come out of the woodwork for your viewing pleasure. First, at 8 o'clock, it's celebrity boxing as Marie Hawaiian Punch Osmond takes on the undefeated Olivia Neutron Bomb Newton-John.
Oh, you're not Marvin Hagler.
You're not Judy Garland.
Stop slapping. I'll scratch your eyes.
That's mean.
Then, at 8:02, station number H brings you celebrity bullfighting. From the Plaza de Toros in Mexico City, it's celebrity bullfighting with Pat Boone, Gary Collins, and Orson Welles versus a ton of bull.
And now Gary Collins is entering the ring. Here comes the bull. And... and now, yes, that's it for Gary. And Pat Boone has now entered the ring. And there comes the bull. You can... Orson Welles on the sunny side of the ring, and...
Welles, my wine.
And the bull is apparently deceased.
And the personalities just keep on coming as the H presents at 8:03 World Leader Wrestling with Ronnie Cowboy Reagan versus Big Red Leonid Brezhnev.
Grab his hammer, Ronnie! Get out of Afghanistan! Leave El Salvador alone, Captain Elise.
Yes, Monday nights from 8 o'clock to 8:05, it's celebrity boxing, celebrity bullfighting, and world leader wrestling on station number H.
This Friday night, station number H preempts its regular programming for a hard-hitting Nestor Neat documentary. Join Nestor Neat as he examines one of the most controversial issues of our or anyone else's time. For 3 hours, Nestor Neat pulls no bunches as he answers the eternal mystery, what is better, up or down?
We here at the Princeton Institute of Vertical Direction say, up, 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 up. Keep your sunny side up. Look, up in the sky. See, it's embedded in the language. To be human is to be up, 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 up.
No, down. Down is better. Way down. It's easier to catch something when it's down, and when it's up, you can only look at it. You can't experience it in a tactile manner. I think down is better. I'm down. Get down.
A very special 3-hour documentary with Nestor Neat, the most respected name in television news watching. What's better, up or down? A station number H exclusive.
Due to the controversial nature of this program, What's Better, Up or Down, will not be shown on station number H.
Thursday mornings on station number H, right after the transmitter comes back online, it's time for A Guy and a Piano. You'll hear music like... And then... Plus, you'll hear such great tunes as... And his greatest hit... And who could forget... Remember... Yes, A Guy and His Piano on station number H. Who is he? I don't know who he is. I don't know, he's just a guy.
Friday on the station number H movie of the century, dig in for action and adventure in the Pacific with the forgotten heroes of World War II. Wink Martindale, Bob Eubank, Tom Kennedy, and Richard Dawson in Game Show Suicide Squad.
Okay, we've hit that beach, we've knocked out that pillbox worth over $40,000, but we've been penalized a couple of casualties, so it's a real close battle, and if we win, well, tell us about it, Richard Dawson.
Name something you eat with eggs.
Okay, you tell us about it, Bob Eubank.
Yes, Wink, if we win, we preserve the freedom we cherish so deeply and prove that our way of thinking is better than theirs.
There it is, and we'll be attacking that landing strip right after this.
Yes, the Friday movie of the century, Game Show Suicide Squad, on station number H. Let's hear it.
Head to the great outdoors on station number H Fridays at 6:17 a.m. as Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter, shows you how to find food in the city.
Well, howdy, Urban Hunters. This here's Tommy Floodbus. And, well, it's always fun to go hunting in the big city, ain't it? You know, we got all that meat and them donuts, but sometimes you get a little hungry for some fish sticks, right? And they're tough to find out in them creeks. Only place to get them is here at the shopping mall. Outside the big supermarket here, and I'm hiding. I'm going to hide back here. See, behind this horsey ride, you just hide back here, and you wait, see, for a lady in stretch pants with a National Enquirer in her cart to come out, because they always got fish sticks on them. And oh, there's one now, see, and just roll out a couple of hand grenades right under there. Yeah, I think I got her. Yeah, oh, that second one finished her off. Now you got to get out there. Oh, look out. There, the cart boys are coming. Get them sackers. Don't let them sackers get you. Then back over to that wreckage and grab them fish sticks. Grab them fish sticks. Make a run for it, Urban Hunters. Look at them. Here comes the cashiers and the stalkers.
Experience the wonders of nature with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter, Friday mornings on station number H.
Friday, on station number H, it's the Friday night movie of the decade. Two children, a boy and a girl, dropped in a state park without a camping permit, left in the solitude of youthful bliss to grow, to learn, to love. Very young people learning to love. Very young people learning to love as they explore the mysteries of adulthood.
Well, I'm going to go shoot some pool with the guys, Ethel.
How can you leave me? Heather and Joe disappeared and Luke fell out of the plane and I'm so upset and you're leaving?
Well, sure. Don't wait up. Bye, Ethel.
A boy, a girl, a desert. Yogi Bear is the boy. Introducing Amy Carter as the girl and Platte River State Park as the desert in The Blue Paradise. Friday on Station Number H, Movie of the Decade. We won't use Sunday, right after church, the family's probably been a little depressed by the sermon, so they need a pick-me-up. And at 9 a.m. on Station Number H. It's time for Dance Flu!
Hi, I'm Steve Flu, your host for Dance Flu, and here's our panel of celebrity judges. First, the fall guy himself, Mr. Lee Majors.
Where's
And let's welcome the lovely fat star of Dallas, Charlene Tilton. And the two-time horse of the year, Affirmed. Okay, here's Pinky to introduce our first couple.
Our first couple is from Catalina Island, where they've been isolated by the U.S. government for years. Bobby wants to eat cheese for his life work, and Susie hopes for a career in deadly X-ray research. So here they are with the theme from the Three Stooges in Outer Space.
And we'll be back with more Dan's Flu right after this disgusting message.
Yes, dance amid the bacteria of despair every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Dan's Flu on Station Number H. It's time for Dance Flu! Don't just take off a few pounds. On Station Number H, Daffy Garbanzo shows you how to take off all your pounds. Join Daffy as he makes your health an exciting, impossible adventure.
Okay, ladies, this little exercise is called the gauntlet. Doris, you go first. Go. That's it, Shirley. Hit her hard. Kick her if she won't get up. Yes, Alice. If it doesn't fire, just throw it at her. Oh, who's got the whip? That's me. Okay, boiling oil. Yes. Oh, who's got the jackboots? Come on.
Yes, melt those pounds and chop those inches. Chop them away with Health Nut Daffy Garbanzo, weekdays on Station Number H.
Sunday mornings on Station Number H, get reverent for an hour with Cotton Cheese Duck's Hour of Being Reverent.
I thank you, my friends. Yes, I, Cotton Cheese Duck, thank you for your many kind contributions which allow my work to continue. You are guilty of horrible sins, and your donations will make you a little better in the eyes of the Lord, but not a whole lot. No, you're still guilty, and I'm not, so get out of my sight. Go on, beat it. Don't want the eyes of the avenging angel to get me when it's you he's after. Get out of my church. Get out. Goodbye, everybody.
Be holy, sort of, and brave, and clean, and reverent with Cotton Cheese Duck, only on Station Number H.
In World War II, when the Allied cause was nearly lost, when Ike or Winnie or FDR or Joe Stalin or Walt Disney needed someone to do the dirty work, they knew there was nothing too dangerous for Sergeant Steak and the Meat Patrol.
Okay, use hand dogs. Here's the scoop. We're completely surrounded by the toughest unit the enemy's got. And it's up to us to break out, cause nobody yet's ever survived a run-in with the Japanese elite chicken commandos.
But this is France, Sarge.
Shut up, sissy. I'm Sergeant Steak, and I don't intend to be tenderized.
Action, adventure, and over-seasoning. Sergeant Steak and the Meat Patrol versus Hirohito's Chicken Commando.
From here on out, boys, it's all gravy.
Only on Station Number H.
Weekday afternoons on station number H, it's television underfoot all day long with 7-Hour Magazine.
Hi, it's great to be under your feet. I'm Gary Kolick, the host of 7-Hour Magazine. Today, my co-host, Pat Mitchface, will be continuing her series on working women. Pat will be boning frozen chickens later in the show. Also, we've got the preppy cookbook section of 7-Hour Magazine with Buffy Price Zerinsky. She'll be in later. Then, the household tipster Roger Mudd will tell us all about brooms and how to use them. Dr. Death will be in with a medical update on fatal diseases, and I'll be interviewing Mr. Alonzo, poodle trimmer to the star's ex-wives. Ooh, then you'll want to stay tuned to 7-Hour Magazine underfoot all day, because I'll be talking to Cesar Romero about the real Soupy Sales. Comic or axe murderer, you decide. This is Gary Kolick reminding you to make every 7 hours work for you, or whatever that slogan is.
7-Hour Magazine, weekday afternoons and early evening, sometimes on into the night on station number H.
I'm still Gary Kolick. I'm on all the time. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm off? Oh.
Tonight, station number H proudly presents the most wonderful hour of television ever shown on television. Won't you join us for one of America's institutions paying loving tribute to another? With love and respect only he can offer, Jerry Lewis salutes Sinatra.
But more than this, I did it my way!
Jerry puts Frank on a pedestal and joins him there. In the process, musical history is made.
I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York.
Wait. Your grandchildren will ask if you were a witness to Jerry Lewis salutes Sinatra. Say yes. Join us tonight. Just some of the class you've come to expect from a station like station number H.
Doby doby doo doo doo. Is this right? It's not right. This the doby doo be doby doby.
Saturday mornings on station number H, it's educational fantasy for kids on Fun Time with Buck Duck.
Ah, here's Buck Duck. I'm sure having some great adventures here, like right now. Look at that. Look at him fighting here. Look, I got to get up and go to the fridge. Get me another Brewski. Okay, don't you go away, because I'm going to be right. I'm just going over here to the fridge.
Okay, the horse. Oh. I'm out of there.
Nothing in there.
Shoot that guy! No!
I was out of beer. I'm just gonna watch this. Okay, I'm back, okay? You know what else I don't like? Like, when you just get comfortable, then you gotta get up and change the channel. Don't like that. Nah, I think I'll just leave it, you know? Maybe something good will come on in just a little while. So I'm gonna stay here and just kick back and watch this. Look at him fighting there. Oh,
Fun Time with Buck Duck, Saturdays on station number H.